So this is a topic that I've been somewhat hesitant to talk about, and I will be honest, I've been maybe a bit embarrassed or ashamed to openly admit to, for starters, because I understand that it is deeply misunderstood and it is a triggering concept, especially for religious people who subscribe to Jesus or God. And secondly, because I was, I guess, afraid of how I would be perceived, how maybe it would affect my brand, or even losing followers as a result of me admitting this. But I am being prompted to share these ideas with you today because, for starters, what I am witnessing happening throughout the globe right now because of COVID, because of the vaccines, is a suppression of ideas, a suppression of thoughts. And it has really woken me up to the realization of genocide, really, of thought or thought leadership or ideas, and how that is so easy to happen in a human society, how it happens all the time. What I want to talk about today is the occult, or magic, or alchemy, or esotericism, or hermetism, whatever you want to call it. Welcome to another episode of the Flow Protocols. I am your host, Cat Howell, and I'm going to be taking you down this really warpy rabbit hole today. Now, I know this might seem like a bit of a departation from business concepts, but I promise you it ties in beautifully with what I'm going to share with you today. Now, I want to start off by first, I guess, revealing how I first gained curiosity or interest in this space, in the world of the occult. So it's not something I've ever really been involved with my whole life, aside from watching movies or media and hearing about magic. It was really this woohoo thing, fairy tales, doesn't exist, magic, yada yada, things that you tell children at night. And it wasn't until I heard a podcast episode with a Dean Radin almost 2 years ago that really piqued my interest and curiosity. And in this podcast episode, he was referencing a study conducted where they interviewed physicists and scientists, really respected people in their field, and asked them of their belief in the magical realm or magical practices, of which I think it was 80 or even could have been 90. It might have been 90, but it was a very high percentage of these individuals, these academics, who confessed to believing in magic. And when they interviewed the general population, they found that that was actually only 60%. Now, that got me really scratching my head because here I was thinking, well, if these people that are at the forefront of scientific exploration and discovery believe in these principles even more than the general population, what gives? There's something there. And why aren't these people speaking out about it? To this point, Mr. Dean Radin says on his podcast, quite obviously, if you're an academic, it is career suicide to admit that you believe in these concepts, right? All your work will be immediately discredited. Why? Because we're not there yet. These concepts are so taboo and they're so triggering. But what's really fascinating is if you look at the timeline of history, hermetism, esotericism, principles, alchemy, all of these things were prolific ways of living. It was just the norm for millennia and millennia and millennia. And then suddenly, in the timeline of humanity, all of a sudden, what you'll see is that they disappear from the face of the earth almost, right? They become these taboo subjects, these fairy tales, and almost coinciding with the emergence of modern day science. Now, if you do a little bit more research around this, what you'll find, which is quite interesting, is when Descartes, the father of medicine, wanted to map out the human body and wanted to understand how things worked, he went to the Pope for permission to dissect a human body, because of course at that time you needed the Pope's permission for such things. And the Pope granted him permission, but under the condition that he was only ever allowed to speak about the physical body. The mind and the spiritual connection, so the spirit-mind connection, as far as the Pope was concerned, was the strict domain of the church only, and he was not allowed to go into that. Now, the consequence of this, and this is one of many instances as such, is that what happened is the science departed from the spiritual. We lost the mind-spiritual connection, and it became just physical science grounded, rooted in what the eye can see, the visible, right? The invisible was written off almost immediately. But what we do know about this universe, one thing that we know for certain is that most of what makes up our universe is invisible. Most of the signals that hit your senses, your nervous system, you cannot perceive. You cannot perceive infrared. You cannot perceive electromagnetism. You cannot perceive many things that other species can perceive. So we are really blind. You know, anyone with a human nervous system is actually very blind and dull to all the energy that is actually around us and hitting us at any one second. And so science took this sort of offshoot immediately back then, and the Inquisition and religious zeal basically tortured and burned anybody that explored these realms. And what we find is the alchemists withdrew in the shadows, were pushed into the shadows, and magic as a mainstream concept became a fairy tale, became stories you tell your children. At first, it was something you weren't even allowed to speak about. Isn't that interesting? Sort of like what's happening now with the vaccine, how people are not even allowed to ask questions or question the data or the science, because you will get censored by big tech. You will get banned. You will get burned at the stake. This is why I'm speaking out about this finally, because it is what is happening in the world right now that has made me realize how dangerous it is to not talk about these ideas, to not talk about the true power that we each possess within ourselves. So when I heard this podcast interview, this piqued my interest, and I started to explore the occult, and I started to read some books. I read some stuff from Peter Carroll, who is a really, really cemented figure in the space. I also read some texts from the 18th century, really old texts. Robert Anton Wilson, the quantum physicist, also goes a little bit into these concepts. The book Sex Magicians, talking about all the famous politicians and figureheads that have been involved in this. And my goodness, guys, the occult sciences, you must know, have been used by very powerful people. Very, very powerful people. So even though the masses were basically inhibited from using it, what's interesting is some very powerful political figures have used it for good and for bad. Usually for bad, unfortunately, right? That's what happens with politicians that come into power sometimes. So I started to read these texts, and what I discovered, which was really fascinating, was that, my God, it was the same thing as mindfulness. It was the exact same thing, pretty much, as what we're teaching ourselves around mindset. You know how we have these spiritual Eastern philosophies that we're all buying into now that is growing in popularity, that is being taken up by the masses, and that science is backing. That science is backing meditation. Science is backing mindfulness. Really, it's the same bloody thing as esoteric practices. Intention, visualization, deep focus, gnosis, which is basically just flow. It's the same thing. And so alchemy, the occult sciences, really is just mindfulness. It's mindfulness practices. It's exercises of deep focus. You engage in a ritual. And if you think about it, everything in our lives is a ritual. We love rituals. From the moment we wake up, we brush our teeth, right? We have a ritual. We brush our teeth in the morning, at night. We have rituals for birth, rituals for marriage, rituals for death. Everything in our lives is a ritual. And so when we engage our mind in a ritual, whether it's with candles or crystals or air or whatever, even nothing, all of a sudden, we're able to focus ourselves on desired outcomes or set intentions or visualize. And this is why it works, because we now know just how powerful the human mind is at molding and crafting reality, how a perception in a human mind, how a belief creates the very experience of reality. It creates the very outcome. If you don't understand this principle enough, I invite you to check out the masterclass I recorded where I go into concepts of mirroring a lot more detail, and that's at theflowprotocols.com. So check that out. But diverting here, essentially, the occult practice is really just a way to deeply focus your thoughts. And anytime you do that, guys, anytime you successfully shift your focus to things that are useful to you, you win, hands down. You win, always, always, always. Anytime you gain the skill or the ability to shift your focus, let me repeat that, to anything that is useful to you, you win. And guess what? Not only you win, but everybody wins around you. So this is what really got me hooked, because the moment I created that connection and I realized, shit, this is the same shit as mindset. It's just termed differently, so it's more palatable for us to swallow. Then I went deep into it, and I went deep into rituals and the occult and magic, and my life has changed in a way I can't even explain since then. It is phenomenal. The synchronicities, the opportunities, the everything that has flowed into my life as a result of this. And in fact, I will say that I began my dip into the occult while I was still depressed, and I, hand for heart, will say that these rituals and practices were a part of me shifting out of that depression the way that I did after spending $100,000, right, on all the modalities and therapies. It was in me rediscovering my true power that I found my self-worth again. Because that was what my depression was. It was unworthiness. It was loneliness. It was hopelessness. And when I tapped into my power again, man, did I realize how worthy I was. Whew, for sure. And that played a huge part. And this is why I also want to be transparent and begin to confess to these ideas, because it will be irresponsible of me, for those of you who are feeling depressed or who are deeply suicidal or feeling anxious, to not understand the full story of what I applied in my life, right? And this was part of it. This was a big part of it. And I have been using these principles in the last 2 years, and it is just a way of my life now. And I just see it as, it's whether it's meditation or a ritual that I do, it's just a deep focus exercise. And I tap into these principles to make big business decisions or to determine where I should go, which path I should take. I have learned to communicate with myself. And I want to be super honest and transparent and also say that I'm not an expert or claiming to be an expert in these sciences at all. I am obviously new to this. It's been just 2 years I've been integrating them. I'm always a student, and I feel it is my responsibility, if nothing else, to openly share and talk about these concepts, because it is time that people wake up and realize that you are not weak. You are not incompetent. You are not powerless. In fact, your very nature, the definition of your nature, is power. Power because you are a source of life. Power because you are in possession of a human mind, the greatest tool in this known universe. You are in possession of a creative imagination, which makes you the most powerful thing on this planet. but we have become suppressed. We have been told that we do not have this power. We have been told that we require medication and all of these things to find our power, that there are things missing about ourselves. We have lost our ability to tap into our natural talent, into our natural guidance system. This is what the occult has helped me to reconnect with. And this is why it's so important for me, because my purpose in life is to help fellow humans unleash their full potential, to elevate the level of human consciousness. And there is widespread suppression of these ideas happening. Why? Well, follow the money. Follow the money and you'll find out why. It benefits many people for the mass to be suppressed in this way, right? And people make a lot of money when everyone has to stay medicated. So there is a lot of reasons why these ideas are labeled as tabooed and slandered and thrown against the wall and rejected. Some of the greatest figureheads in history, Sir Isaac Newton, were alchemists. They believed in these principles. They openly admitted them. Right? So it is entrenched in our daily life. It's just that we have rejected these concepts because they have been basically painted as woohoo things, story times we tell our kids. Why? So that you are disconnected from your true power again. But you are very powerful. And anything, whether it's the occult or, you know what, it could even be Buddhism or a religion or anything, any tool or any practice that enables you to deeply activate your creative imagination, to deeply set intentions, to go into deep focus over things that are useful for you, is always going to benefit you. So do not write these principles off. Do not write this science off. If what I am saying to you resonates on some level with you, I encourage you and urge you to open your mind up and to start exploring the space a little bit more. And if you want to go deeper a little bit on these concepts, make sure you join me in the free Facebook group, The Flow Protocols, where I will be sharing more of the rituals and the ideas and the reasons why I'm in this space. And I recognize that I'm probably going to get slammed for even talking about this openly in the way that I am. I'm probably going to lose a lot of followers. I'm probably going to get a lot of eye rolls. I recognize that this is only going to appeal to people that are ready to hear these ideas, that are at a point in their life where they're tired of feeling powerless, where they are recognizing there is real power behind them, and they want to start to tap into that without being a victim to circumstances or a victim to a God's will or something like that, that is totally outside of their control. If these are ideas or concepts that resonate, then go and explore, go deeper, start to practice these things, start to dive into that, and join me inside the free Facebook group where I'll be sharing more of those, and we can also powwow some ideas in there as well. So I am somewhat nervous to publish this episode, but it is a big stepping stone for me to openly sort of talk about this. I guess it's an accountability episode in many ways. How does this tie back to business? Well, as I mentioned before, it is a principle, a science that I use in my business now. I use it to help me make decisions. I use it to basically tap into my intuition to guide me, to override a lot of the fears and the doubts and heavy tension that I have in my life. It is a way that I live my life now, and I wouldn't go back. It's the most delicious thing I've unlocked for myself since discovering mindset. That totally blew my business up. When I tapped into meditation and mindset, my business revenue skyrocketed. When I tapped into deeper principles of the occult and esotericism, things went even bigger. It's been tremendous, and I was, as part of that, able to shed a depression that had lingered for many, many years. So it is important for me to be honest with it. I recognize it's not for everybody. I recognize this may be where we part ways if you are very uncomfortable with these concepts. This podcast is not just going to be about this. So rest assured, I will continue to share a lot of other principles and discussions, but I did want to talk about this today to have an honest conversation of what I have been integrating and where my head is at. And if you roll in that kind of way, then you're my kind of person, and definitely let's connect and go deeper on this and start to create a ripple effect that will benefit everybody else in this world. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Flow Protocols. If it feels aligned to you, I would really appreciate if you could leave a review and also share this episode with anyone you think would benefit or stand to benefit from listening to it. You can find out more about the Flow Protocols at the free Facebook group, The Flow Protocols. Likewise, there's a free masterclass at theflowprotocols.com. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode and to also hopefully hearing some results from your dip or your exploration in this wacky rabbit hole world of the occult.